We are learning Masech Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tes Amad Beis, and we are beginning on Tapar Amad, Tana Rabbanon. Tana Rabbanon, we learned in a Braisa. In the Pasuk, there's a few Pasukim in a row about Yovel, and we'll read some of them. The Pasuk says, V'avarta Shofer Teruah B'chayish HaShvi'i B'esel HaChayish. This is talking about Yovel, which means after 49 years, and means 7 cycles of Shemitah, you have Yovel. It says, V'avarta Shofer Teruah B'chayish HaShvi'i B'esel HaChayish B'yom HaKippurim. On the 10th day of the month, which is Yom Kippur, Tavir Shofer B'chol Aretzchem, V'kidash to Mishnas HaChavishim Shana, Yom HaKadosh the 50th year, K'roshim Deroah B'aretz Choyeshveh, all the avodim go free. Yovel hi tilachem. It's yovel v'shaftim isha chuzasoi v'shem esprach l'shuvu shuvu, which means ever gets the sada back. Yovel hi shnas hachemishim shoron tia loyachem loyisrael loyisikshuvizimchel loyisikshuvizimzera. So it says in the pasuk 3 different things about yovel before it gets to the part of not planting and cutting your cabbage. What are the things that we're talking about here? What are the 3 things? Tavir shayfer, number 1. Number 2 is Kurasim Darar, which means the Avadim go out free. And number 3 is Shaftim Ishal Chuzasai. And after the din of Shofar and Kurasim Darar, it says Yovel Hi, which is extra words. What do you need the word Yovel Hi? And afterwards it says Shaftim Ishal Chuzasai. So remember, there's 3 halachas. Besides for not planting and plowing and cutting on Yovel, there are 3 different halachas. 3 halachas that are unique to Yovel. To blow Shofar, Shiluach Avadim, and the sadas go back and forth. So Tana Rabbanon. Now Yovel here, what the Marzal has explained, Yovel on one hand is a ribuy, it's Yovel no matter what, and he is a meat. And when the Darsh knows words, Tana Rabbanon, Yovel he, afa pish lo yishamtu, even though you did not give back the carcass, the carcass, afa pish lo yitaku, even though you didn't blow shofar, it's still chal the Yovel. It's not makiv. Yovel is chal, even though people said I'm not giving the karka back, or they didn't blow shofar. It's still chal the Yovel. Yochav b'shloi shilchu. Maybe you think Yovel is chal, even though you did not send the avodim away. Tamaloyme he is a miyut. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Like we spoke out, Yovel is a ribuy, and he is a miyut. Yovel saying it's Yovel no matter what, even if you don't give back the sadas, and even if you don't blow shofar. But if you don't send the avodim, that erase ma'akiv, Yovel will not be chal. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. We'll see how he knows to make the drasha that way. Rabbi Yosi Eimer, no. Yovel he, drasha of Yovel he that says Yovel no matter what, apish lo shomtu, apish lo shilchu, even though you didn't give back the kakrais, even though you didn't send the avodim out. Maybe it's chal, even though you didn't blow shofar. Tamalema he. It says a mit. Dafka, if you blow shofar, is it yovel? Now here in Rabbi Yosi, the Gemara explains. The Brisa explains. Since on one hand there's a ribuy, on one hand there's a mit. Why do I say that it's Yovel, even though I didn't send the avodim? But it comes to blowing shofar, no, it can't be Yovel without that. The reason is, it is possible that there's no one who has an Eved Ivri. Remember, talking about avodim means Eved Ivri goes free. So it's possible there's no Eved Ivri in the world. So therefore, it's impossible. Torah said that's Ma'akev. But it's V'yav Shalom Lo'tkiya Shofar. It's impossible. There shouldn't be a shofar somewhere in the world. And so it makes more sense that when the Torah said one of them is Ma'akev, it's Tekiah Shofar and not Shuluach Avod. That's one raya that Rabbi Yosi holds that this one's Marv and this is Miyat. Dava Acher, another Pshat, Zum Meshul Abazdin, Zum Meshul Abazdin. Shofar is Meshul Abazdin, they'll take care of it. Masha Inkin Shuluach Avod is Masa Lechidim. And Rashi's Mashma, if I don't send out one Eved, that will stop Ma'akiv the whole Yovel. So it's not Mestavra that one Yochid could stop the whole entire Yovel. Therefore, it makes more sense that we're talking about Shofar as Ma'akiv and not Avodim Ma'akiv. So the Gemara gives 2 reasons. So Gemara asks, so why do you need 2 reasons? My Davacha, why do you need 2 reasons? If you're in Taina, that the Pshat that was saying that it's not Mistav, that no one, it's possible to have a world without Avodim, but it's not possible to have a world without Shofar, he says, maybe it's not true. The Maestro, there's got to be someone in the world who has Eved, so that's not a good Svara. And that we say, the Svara is of Masur Lebezdin. Someone in the world is not going to send that as Eved. This, you know, if someone has Eved, Zu Masur Lebezdin, Mizu ain't Masur Lebezdin. this is Moshel Bezin, this is not Moshel Bezin. So we have here, Machlekes, Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Yehuda, which one is Ma'akev Yovel, which means Yovel will not start for the Isser of planting and plowing until you have this one thing. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to send out the Avod. According to Rabbi Yaisi, it's the Shofar. So we explain for Rabbi Yaisi why Shofar is the one that's Ma'akev, because the Torah says something's Ma'akev, it makes sense Shofar, because that's Mesirah LeBezdin, also it's more Matsu in the world, that's the Pshat. But Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Pshat.
What would be the case where
Taka
nobody has an Eved?
What? If no one has an Eved, then you won't be able to have Yehuda. Right. Gemara says, it's not really possible, but yeah. Well, no, someone have Eved Rabbi. It says, sound, if you want, you won't have it. If you really want it, it's Ma'akev. So tomorrow, that's what it sounds like. You have to have Shluch HaVod. So Bishon Rabbi Yehuda, you could come and time it. Rishon Rabbi Yehuda says his reason. Elder Rabbi Yehuda, my time. What's Rabbi Yehuda's reason? Well, where's his reason from? I'm a Krah. The Pasuk says, it says, Karasim Darar Ba'aretz Chol Yeshveha, Yoyvel Hitilachem Shaftim Meshach Uzasai. That means, in the Pasuk test, it says, Avira Shofar. In Pasuk Yud, it says, Karasim Darar Chol Yeshveha, Yoyvel Hitilachem Shaftim Meshach Uzasai. So he darshins, Rabbi Yehuda, my time, I'm a Krah, Karasim Darar Ba'aretz, Yoyvel Hitilachem Kasava, Mikri Nirzafanov, Veloy Lefnai Lefanov, and Veloy Leacharov, like Tosfos speaks out. That he holds, that Yoyvel Hitilachem goes on the thing right before that. It says Karasim Darar, but Aretz Chol Yeshveha Yoyvel Hi. And when Darshan Yoyvel Hi is going, he is going on Karasim Darar, and not on Shaftim Mesh Achuzasai, and not back on two things before of Shofar. Are you going to say, how did Darshan Joshua of the Rebu of Yoyvel, why is that going on? Tosfos talks about that. For some reason, the Rebu will go on the whole Pasuk. Mashenkin the He only goes on right in front of, which is Karasim Darar, which is Din of Shluach Avadim. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Ad Khan, the Machlek is Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says now, but the Kuli Alma, the Rar Lashon Cheres. Everyone agrees the Karasim Darar is a Lashon of Cheres, which means sending out the Avadim free. My Mashma, where do you see in the word Darar that it means sending out Avadim free? Karasim Darar, which means you call out Darar, or you, what does Darar got to do with anything? So the Gemara, my Mashma, the Tanya, ain't Darar Lashon Cheres. Darar is Lashon Cheres. I'm Rav Yehuda, my Lashon Darar. Well, what do you see? How do you say Darar Lashon Cheres? Kemedaya Bei Daira. It comes from Lashon Dira. It's like Kemedaya Bei Daira. It's like someone who lives wherever he wants. If someone's in Eved, he only can live in one place, in his master's lodging. But if he's free, he can live wherever he wants. So that's Lashon Daira Daira. Umayevo Schar V'chal Medina. Gemini Schar V'medina. That also comes from Lashon Darar, because Darar is Lashon of Dari, which means carrying loads. So here also, he can bring Schera anywhere he wants to sell it. So Lashon Darar means a Lashon of Cheres. This is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda of Rabbi Yaisi. All three halachos are ma'akev de yovel. Because they hold Mikra Nidash Lefanov, Lefnai Fanov, Lachrov. They dash in the Rabbanan that Yovel, he's going back on before, crossing the door, go back on Shofar, and he's going back on the Shaft and Meshach Uzasai. So he holds, the Rabban holds that it goes on everything. Yovel, it says Yovel, which is a Rebu. What are you going to do now with the Rebu Yovel for him? Until now, we'll do the Rebu Yovel, because if you're missing one of the stuff, shall which one it is, but we learned it for something. But now we're saying that. Now that we're saying that he doesn't have anything that's ma'akev, everything's ma'akev, so what's Yovel coming to Marba? Everything's ma'akev, what's coming to Yovel to Marba? V'chsev Yovel, so Gemara, who, that filu b'chutz la'aretz, that teaching us that even b'chutz la'aretz has these halachas, that if someone is not sending out his Eved, it's going to be ma'akev. V'chsev ba'aretz, who is v'anchi noyig d'rar ba'aretz, noyig b'chutz la'aretz. V'zvanchi noyig ba'aretz, ain't noyig b'chutz la'aretz. So we're saying over here that even in b'chutz la'aretz, that there, it's there. If someone doesn't send out an eved, it's still yovel. It is still yovel. Even if someone has an eved in b'chutz la'aretz, he doesn't send them out. Still will be yovel. That's a loss. Yovel either fill b'chutz la'aretz. Chsiv ba'aretz. Ahu b'zman shenoyig drab ba'aretz noyig b'chutz la'aretz. Man shenoyig ba'aretz ain't noyig b'chutz la'aretz. So what's the kasha? The pasuk says Smashma dafka ba'aretz. And that the Gemara answers, no, it's only if it's noyig b'chutz la'aretz is it chal. But mancha ain't noyig b'chutz la'aretz, mancha ain't noyig b'aretz, ain't noyig b'chutz la'aretz. It's not noyig b'chutz la'aretz. So let's look up how the Rambam brings down this halacha in Perek Yud, halacha Yud Gimel, when he brings down this halacha in Perek Halacha Yud Gimel, it says like this, that Shloisha dvarim akvim b'yoyvel, tekiya v'shluach avod v'achzor asos v'layim, v'zuhi shmitas karka. And in Halacha Ches, where it brings down, says, Mishigolo shevet ruven shevet god v'chashevet v'nasha, botlu ha'yoyvloi, sh'nema k'roshim dvar v'arot cho yoshveh, v'zman ch'ko yoshveh aleho, v'hu shlo yim ra'ovim shevet v'shevet, kulm yoshvim k'tiknom, v'zman ch'yoyim v'arot, no'y v'chotz l'arot, sh'nema yoyvel hi v'kom mokoyim, b'yim v'fnei b'yis, b'yim v'shloyim v'fnei b'yis. That means Yovel is, our words are a little different, but when there's Yovel in Eretz Yisrael, then there's Yovel in Chutz La'aretz. When there's no Yovel in Eretz Yisrael, there's no Yovel in Chutz La'aretz. It's not pshat that Yovel, let's say Roiv Klai Yisrael is in Chutz La'aretz, there's no Yovel in Eretz Yisrael, so then there's no Yovel in Chutz La'aretz. It's only if there's Yovel in Eretz Yisrael, is there Yovel in Chutz La'aretz. That's where it's cast. Except for Aretz, says Dafka Yovel is Baretz, not Bechutz Aretz. Ahuv is Manchin Noig Dra Baretz, Noig Bechutz Aretz. Manchin ain't Noig Baretz, ain't Noig Bechutz Aretz means that the only time you have Yovel is only when you have Yovel Aretz. When you have Yovel Aretz, then you do have Yovel Bechutz Aretz, and you have to send out Avadim there. You have to send out Avadim there, Yovel. And all three things are Ma'akiv Yovel, but Yovel he is teaching us there's even Yovel in Chutz La'aretz. I touched even Yovel in Chutz La'aretz. In Yovel, he's teaching us even if someone doesn't have an Evan in Chutz La'aretz, it's still not. It's not so posh to learn like that. It's not so posh to learn like that. But if you look at Taisus, I feel in Chutz La'aretz. Taisus says, "Rab Yosi Nami Moide Maha Midekama La'el He Efshel Like a Chad V'Soifa Olam." That even in Chutz La'aretz, an Evan will be Ma'akev. So you see. From Taisus saying is that everyone agrees that Yovel he's being marba the dinim of Yovel legabe avodim at least in Chutz La'aretz. Let's just get this clear over here. When Yovel he is being marba that there's even dida Yovel in Chutz La'aretz. Now let's try to figure this out. On stei achuzo there's no din Yovel because there's no stei achuzo in Eretz in the Chutz La'aretz. Legabe shofar also the mepharshim speak out doesn't apply to have a din shofar in Chutz La'aretz. Why not? Because shofar has to be v'chol aretzichem has to be in Eretz Yisrael. The only thing can be negated is Shluch Avodim. Yovel he is coming to be marbe that there's a din Yovel for Avodim in Chutz La'aretz. But that's only if you have Yovel in Eretz Yisrael. That's the bottom line. So the Gemara Vayta, one more Gemara, Lanatia. It says in the Mishnah that Echad Benisan is Rosh Hashanah, Lanatia is Rosh Hashanah for Arla. So what does that mean? Which that means is, we'll see more in the Gemara later on, that if you plant, let's say, in the middle of the year, when it comes Rosh Hashanah, it's already starts the second year. So how do you know that the turn of the year is Rosh Hashanah? Lenatia, for Arla, we know the first 3 years, you're not allowed to eat the peiros. The fourth year, you bring it up to Yerushalayim. It's called Netar Avai. The first 3 years are called Arla. The fourth year is Netar Avai. And how do you know it's totally in Rosh Hashanah? Manol, the Chassid says in the Pasuk, Sholei Shana Marelim, the Chassid of Shana Raviyah, see, he uses Lashon Shana, the Yal of Shana Shana Matishrei. The Chassid of Mereshit Shana, it says Mereshit Shana Varach Shana, Gemara Dash number 4, that means Rosh Hashanah. So you see, Rosh Hashanah is called Shana. So Sholei Shana Marelim and Shana Raviyah also means Rosh Hashanah, means Aleph Tishrei. But Ligva Shana Shana Nisan, learn out Shana Shana from Nisan, the Chassid, Rishenu Lechem Lechachi Hashanah. Donim shana she'inim achadashim, mishana she'inim achadashim. Ve'inim ein donim shana she'inim achadashim, mishana she'inim achadashim. That means we have a choice. We have the word shana by Arla. Do we learn out from Reishis Hashanah, which is Rosh Hashanah, or do we learn out from Rishon Hulachem Lachachi Hashanah, which is Nisan? So which one do we learn out from? Tishrei and Nisan. So it makes more sense to learn out from the shana without the word Chaydesh, because by Arla it doesn't say Chaydesh. Rather learning out from a place which says Shana and Chaydesh. By Aleph Nisan it says Shana and Chaydesh, so therefore we don't learn out from there. We rather learn out from Rosh Hashanah, Barachat Hashanah, which is talking about Rosh Hashanah, because there it says Shana without the word Chaydesh. So Donim Shana She'inim Achadashim, Shana She'inim Achadashim, that's you learn out one from another, Vein Donim Shana She'inim Achadashim, Shana She'yashim Achadashim. You learn out, Shana doesn't have the word Chaydesh with it, from the word Shana that has the word Chaydesh, and therefore we know that the Tiyas of Arla go with Rosh Hashanah and not with Rosh Chaydesh Nisan.